The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
Alright, Jesus fucking Christ, I'm finally out of that stuffy fucking closet.
Don't whine about it, it's Pride Month.
Did you guys change the furniture?
You're supposed to be happy. Well, I got rid of the lamp.
Yeah, like, that explains it. Because like around Tuesday, like I just was in the dark. it was, and like, well, right now it is.
So wait, what is canon? Where do you live? Mine or Henry's place? Or is it like a quantum state? Once, unless observed, you live in both spaces at once.
I live in the closet. Which one? Who knows? It could be in your house, dear listener.
Oh my god.
Ooh. That's scary.
But yes, welcome back to Globally Local FM, episode 58. We are right now in Brazzaville, in the Republic of Congo, not to be confused with the Democratic Republic of Congo, which is across the river.
Yeah, exactly. If not for Henry, I probably would have made that mistake, to be completely honest. And I'm proud and out. And honestly, slay.
Slay, mama. And I'm going to throw tear gas at you.
wait. Tell Henry for context, what is the tear gas there? Like, what's the joke?
Okay. Because
this bitch just said the most unhinged point. Like, just listen.
Listen, okay. I'm telling you, this is absolutely 100% true. But Katy Perry seems like the kind of person to go to a pride parade and then say, slay, queen, and then throw tear gas.
Honestly, that tracks for me.
Yeah, right? Like, that's just the vibe that she gives off.
It is. I don't know. She's kind of like a robot. I don't know.
I mean, she's the one who went to space, and then that famous clip happened where she just like doesn't know what to say, floats up, and just goes, numbers.
Yeah, I don't know. I think she's just a bit of a nutcase, to be honest.
Well, she got actually Orlando Bloom.
That is true.
I don't know what he looks like, so that doesn't mean anything.
He is either... He's from your favorite movies. He's either Legolas from Lord of the Rings, or he's what's his name? William from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh yeah, those are my two favorite movie franchises.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think he's in Harry Potter, but you missed out on that one probably.
Yeah, she is actually down here right now in Melbourne.
She pops up. This is the guest episode. Hey.
Tear gas.
No, Henry just disappears in a puff of smoke. Katy Perry's face comes out like a jump scare on the screen.
she said on stage, I forget where this from, but I heard a clip that it was like, oh yeah, for this Australia tour, I've specially gotten new Botox. And I was just like, ugh.
They're so detached from like real, like honestly, these rich, famous people, they're so precious. They have no fucking idea what they're saying. And they think that they can relate to anyone else by just saying stuff like this.
Yeah.
Because to them, it's probably like, yeah, I did this for you.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway.
So is this your beef of the week?
This is Botox of the week.
I guess so. I do have beef of the week.
Yeah, go on.
Okay, so, well, okay, this is another beef of the week. So it's kind of threefold in a way. So, first of all, my favorite radio station down here that I used to listen to in the car, for some reason, I can't get a good reception to it anymore. So I had to switch to a different one. That's kind of tragic, but ultimately, I don't know what I can do about it. Now, I'm listening to a new radio station, which I like a lot. The, like, hosts and thing are funny. But my problem is that somehow they, like, only play the hits and it constantly. Like, I was driving, like, 1.5 hours the other day. And in that time span, I heard the same song at least 3 times. And I'm just thinking, like, people that listen to the radio.
This is Henry thinking, by the way. This is just Henry thinking.
You would I just think you would expect some sort of variation. Like, sure, repeat songs, but 3 times in 1.5 hours? That's kind of a lot.
That is. Numbers. It's me when I think.
That is me when I think.
This is me when I think.
But, no, that's, that is a lot, like, in terms of frequency.
Yeah. And it's always, like...
Don't you talk about frequency to me.
All right. Fuck them 50 anyway. Hertz.
And fuck them 60 hertz.
That's my beef of the week. It's not a big one, because I think ultimately it's still a good radio show, but it's just like, you know, let's get some variation.
Well, before we then get to our favorite segment, well, guys, what you been up to? What did you do over the week? Sir.
Sir, dude. My first master's project is came to an end. I hope I pass. I'm pretty happy with it. I went to Brussels for less than 24 hours. US visa appointment, when I tell you, I'm so fucking pissed at NS because I had to on the one day that I was traveling to there, all trains across the Netherlands cancelled.
That's nice.
So I'm just like,
Flixbus.
Yeah.
So what did you do? Oh, Flixbus?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I mean, at least there's a good Flixbus from Eindhoven to like Antwerp, I think.
And to Brussels, it goes straight.
Oh, yeah?
Dude, the Flixbus started in Vilnius and ends in Paris. Insane line.
That's a classic. That's the commute I do every morning, actually.
Henry, what about you?
I didn't do that much. I went hiking. I went to work. That's me.
I was also hiking.
I've been doing a lot of hiking. I don't know. You know, it's not that exciting to talk about, but it is a lot of fun to see different parts of nature. It's something that I couldn't really do in the Netherlands. So.
There.
Well,
what about you?
What did I do? Rediscovered my G-spot. Anyways, the news!
Yeah. I wish I hadn't known. All right. All right, I'll start us off just because I forgot what I've got. So let's get this shit out of the way. This is so not exciting, but...
Going into his own shit.
Given to people fleeing their homes. How's that for a news article?
Wow.
Come again?
Hand crank, as in these people are cranking it, washing machines, given to people fleeing their homes.
Oh, I did see this.
They should have gotten sponsored by Soldier Boy.
Crank that Soldier Boy.
So, a UN mission has provided hundreds of hand crank washing machines to people fleeing their homes, just to make it easier to wash their clothes and stuff, because it's a bit stressful when you're running away. I forget why they're fleeing. Because I genuinely did not look that far into it, so sorry about that. The washing machines reduce the amount of time and water necessary for washing clothes. And then I saw this little statistic, which I found interesting, is 60% of the world wash clothes manually, so without a washing machine, right? Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever washed clothes without a washing machine?
Nay.
Sometimes when I'm back in India, I wash my clothes by hand.
How does that go? Because I've never done it and I've never really seen it.
I'll be honest, it's mostly just a lot of scrubbing and you put in like some soapy water and then you really scrub it together and you get like this little plastic brush and you fucking scrub it like that. It's just a lot of scrubbing is what it is.
All right.
I should carry a hand crank washing machine in my backpack.
How cool is that? You're about to flee your home, cross I don't know how many many miles. Here's a gift for you. A metallic half ton of a hand crank washing machine. Carry that with you, will ya? Everybody gets one.
Do you think any of them have the idea to like climb in and then fucking roll like a little hamster?
Don't think it works from the pictures I've seen. It's like a box.
Oh, you could do it with the babies.
Send them
roll
to war.
The babies.
I guess they'd be the first infantry division.
Okay.
Oh boy!
We should throw a baby once in a washing machine, see what happens.
I reckon I will end in jail time, and I could do with that. But Rudy, I would be more than encouraging for you to do it.
You just want to get me in jail, whatever I do. You're just like, your happiest day will be like when I call and I'm like, so Henry, can I get like bail money because I ended up in jail? All I hear is like 5 minutes of laugh track from like an old 80s show.
Probably
and, then, and then follow-up question is like, when are we recording then?
Oh, we're going to have to bank some episodes if you go to jail, Rudy.
Oh, yeah. Because you know what one of my fans is yesterday was like, we're at a party, me and Sid. She's there fucking doing her BEP or something at like 11 p.m. And at some point I'm like, she's like, I have to go home because I have to wake up early tomorrow for studying. And I'm like, don't sweat it. Me and Sid, we have to wake up at like 7:30 because we have like 4 episodes to record. She's like, and they better be good. I'm like, oh. Oh.
Pressure.
Well, I hope they've been worth it so far. All right. Well, what do you guys next? Got?
Even cheating ain't so easy anymore. Every year, some put themselves in danger. Others get caught. Cheating on the baccalaureate is worrying everyone. In Congo, Brazzaville, just a few years ago, cheating was as simple as a piece of paper in a pencil case or a pocket, a few words behind a ruler, or formulas entered into a calculator for the more technically inclined. But faced with ever-increasing technological advances, examiners feel somewhat overwhelmed. The specific thing I'm talking about is a generalized exam taken by over 100,000 people all across Republic of Congo. And the article lists some ways to, well, some ways the exam takers have come up with on how to cheat on the exam. My favorite included smuggled phones. One found in a custom-made indent under the sole of a shoe. Some found carried within sandwiches. One found taped to the back of someone. And one in between them good old cheeks.
Wait, taped to the back of someone?
Yes. Guy took off his shirt and he was taped all across his chest.
Oh.
And there was a phone at his, on his back.
I don't know why, but I thought he taped it onto someone else's back.
I,
and
maybe.
He's just sitting behind them the fucking scrolling. Yeah.
Moving on.
And the examiner is just looking like, hey, why is this guy just reaching over the insert?
I scratch your back,
this
you scratch
like
mine.
Monkey doing the thing. You know, like when they take their ticks out?
Yeah. It's like, I scratch your back. You scratch
oh,
mine.
Oh, that's the spot. Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah. Please scratch my back. In the version of 8656, that's the code you have to put in.
I feel like...
Moving on.
The
fuck off!
One.
Fuck it out!
Am I not allowed to discuss, Rudy?
There was more!
I think the shoe one is a good idea. That's all I'm saying.
I'm gonna throw a shoe at you.
It is.
Alright, Rudy. I will be dead silent for the rest of the recording. Go.
I am gonna throw a shoe out right now over the horizon. Wait in a month. It's gonna land at you when you least expect it.
Oh boy. That will hurt. Because that would be a lot of throwing force.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Alright, Rudy, go ahead.
Guys. Girls. Hey.
Hey.
Hey. I'm at my wit's end. It's been a rough day.
Go on.
It's 11 a.m. Moving on. Written pieces of text.
I thought the sandwich was a good one.
That would be pretty bad to accidentally eat. Just
fuck.
Like.
Fuck you. I hate you. I fucking hate you. Man's trying to land the plane. This guy is like, oh, running over the far field. Fucking like, moving on.
Sorry.
Written
ahead,
pieces of text over someone's slippers. Fully covered legs and text passing us tattoos and finally a piece of paper rolled and taped to the underside of a foot. My question was going to be, lads, how did you cheat in high school? I don't care anymore. We can...
Oh, here's what I did. I had like a slip of paper where I would write everything on, right? And then I would just like stuff it behind my eyes, right? And then I would just like roll my eyes back into my head and it's like I can read it that way. And then I would have like eye problems for the rest of my life.
No, no,
but
no.
It was
what
worth it because I
you and
passed
me are
it.
Sick in the head. You're just sick in the head.
No, I've never cheated on a test, like a school test ever.
I
tried. My answer.
And then I ended up not using the thing I made because I remembered what was on it.
There you go. That's the best outcome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I might have accidentally failed someone because they thought they were cheating with me, but I was not involved. I was not informed of this. Okay. So it was multiple choice, and I was like scratching my neck, and he thought that was a tell, like with the number of fingers, and I was like, bro, I have no fucking idea.
So it's wait, like, he just looked at you and was like, numbers.
Yeah, exactly. No, because he was like, oh yeah, you're helping me cheat. Oh dude, you're the man. And I was like, okay.
Oh boy.
But yes, my news article is, lads, I'd like to ask you, have you seen my booty?
Yes.
So Congo's opposition leader was kidnapped in Brazzaville, Lasso Mbuti. Leader of the opposition
nice.
Party,
nice.
Les Socialistes Congolais, and a candidate in the Congo's March 2026 presidential election, was abducted last Sunday in Brazzaville by armed and masked men, just days after surviving an assassination attempt.
What?
That's heck? Nice. Sounds like that's going well.
Me and the boys.
Oh,
yeah. I called them up.
I was gonna say, oh, March 2026, he has like 2 years to go, but then I looked down, it's like in 9 months, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh boy.
I mean, this is the difference. There's the Republic of Congo and the Democratic Republic of Congo.
That's true.
Well, I would, yeah.
I think yes. I read a statistic.
The idea is there.
Yeah.
The idea is there.
Right. The same way as the, what was it? The Democratic Republic of North Korea or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
The idea was there.
Right.
I think, I read a statistic. I might be completely bullshitting, but it was something like only 6 countries in the world claim to not be democratic.
Yeah, I saw this recently as well. Yeah.
So, 1 of 6, Congo. Pretty cool. That's all I have to say.
1 of 6.
1 of the Abyss Lords. A what?
All right. Yeah, I guess it's not going well if someone's getting kidnapped.
Right after they tried to kill him, yeah.
If you prove it's an object that is just stealing, then it's not kidnapping.
Right. That's good. That's a nice little callback.
We're tying this back.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
We're so back, boys.
Goes a couple episodes back as well. So.
Yeah. No, this anyway. Is Henry. Like, for some reason, he just laughs when I mid-sentence go, hey.
Because it's fun. The tone, like the enthusiasm, like the face, like, hey! Anyway. Alright, shall we go to the ad?
Yes!
Alright.
Okay.
This episode was brought to you by WIMP, the only subscription service that sends you a small mysterious object in the mail every single Tuesday. WIMP's patented algorithm scans your subconscious for unmet needs, forgotten birthdays, and repressed desires. And then says fuck that and ships you something. A pine cone. A poem. A legally distinct replica of the moon's scent. It's always something. I got a grandfather clock filled with soup. My cousin got a letter from a future he will never live. One time, my wife was sent a single glove, but now, every time she goes outside and doesn't wear it, the birds salute her as if in silent rebellion. Sign up now at https://localhost:8080 and use code GlimperlyLonkleFarmman to get your first mystery free. WIMP. We will know not what you don't not know you didn't sometimes want ever. Thank you.
Okay, here's the question. I used to think.
This is me when I think.
You're funky. You're funky. Then I thought, you're cool. Then I noticed the tism, but I was like, I love everybody, especially Pride. Sid, something medical is going on. How do you come up with this? where does it? What's the hamster doing? Me and the bros, explain.
I'll be honest. I was just like, what if there was just a subscription service that sends you something? And I couldn't figure out what that thing was. So I was just like, what if it just sends you something mysterious every single Tuesday? Because why not?
I like how some of these are like mind bending. I guess like a letter from yourself from the future, and the other one is just like, you got a clock with soup. Fucker, enjoy.
Listen, we can, as Globally Local FM, actually start that as a business. Like, guys, we can do it. I want to get rid of my bed.
There we go.
That's the only thing.
Right.
I'm going to send somebody. Just... No, you know what? We do this. You subscribe to a subscription where every Tuesday, bolt by bolt, I send you the bed. Every Tuesday, you just get one piece of an IKEA bed. And if you live till the end of the like the subscription, you can assemble a used bed.
So everyone go to www.onlyfans.com/000 Rudis 000 and get bed. But dude, that last sentence took me so fucking long to record.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. I sometimes stumble over like three words, and that was like an absolute word soup of like. Oof.
I mean, Henry stumbles upon his words all the time, so Henry's just stumbling.
I do like to stumble.
Bars?
Anyway. All right, everybody. Close your eyes and picture this. You know, I just realized this segment relies on a lot of context that we didn't give. So I'm just going to read it, and then I'll give the context after. All right. You spend your days training for the big swim. As a new plan for the big bridge has been made, a heroic person is going to take a string from one side of the Congo River to the other so that a bridge can finally be built using that as a framework. It'll be a one-of-a-kind infrastructure project, never seen before, creating an unbelievably large suspension bridge. As you get ready for the swim, you speak to the president of the Republic of Congo, who apparently kidnaps his opposition, I just learned. Who congratulates you on your heroic attitude and will personally oversee that you will be well off for the rest of your life. As the countdown for the swim starts, you lock in, been preparing for this moment for years. You jump into the water and are instantly ripped downstream by the wild currents, where you drown in seconds and then get eaten by a hippo afterwards. Darn, that's another construction idea foiled. Back to the drawing board. So if you'd like to be part of a large infrastructure project, then maybe Brazzaville can be your next destination. And the context that I forgot to give up top is that the capital of the Republic of Congo is right across the river from the Democratic Republic of Congo, right? Kinshasa. It's less than 3 kilometers away, but there is no bridge. And in fact, there is no bridge anywhere between the two countries, even though they share a massive border. There's no physical connection anywhere. So people have thought of building a bridge, but it would be very difficult because the Congo River is not easy to build over because it's just a very wild current, I think, something like that.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the... I forgot, the Olympic swimmer who has the record for being the slowest Olympic swimmer ever. But
oh, I saw that today.
But I think
I thought they were from Equatorial Guinea.
Yeah, I think so. So I was like,
should have mentioned that when we did that that country as an episode.
Everybody's already done. 5 hours later, somebody crawls out of the water. Hey! Look at him. Works every time.
I mean, in the clip that I saw of that today, the other two guys got, like, disqualified. Oh, no. It was like this guy, like, on his own, fighting for his life, and he made it.
Yeah, because, I think it was a whole thing where, like, there is, like, no swimming infrastructure where he's from. But it was one of those programs where, like, oh, we're lifting up Africa. So they just sent a guy to the Olympics. And this, so for context, the average finishing time before that was like 50 seconds. This guy took almost 2 minutes.
Poor guy. They just fucking Hunger Games drew his name out. He's like, I don't know how to swim. Onto the Olympics you go.
This is for a 100-meter swim, by the way.
Yeah.
My man was drowning.
Yeah.
You know, it's a. I think it's a good effort from him. Like, yeah, no, they kind of like. It was just like, you know, it just kind of like a really random thing to do. Like, why would you invite someone that's clearly not even close to the level that you would want? But anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Well, right. Now let's get going and rolling and listening whilst we are gonna go a local. First and foremost, ladies and gentlemen, for the love of all that's sexy, do not confuse the Republic of Congo with the Democratic Republic of Congo. Those are two different countries, y'all, and the difference is clear to me. One borders Gabon. Like, oh. Anyhow, green. What do you think of the color green? I'm asking because in Brazzaville, this color plays a significant role in the overall personality of the city. London is known for its red double-deckers. New York City was known for its yellow taxis until they fucking sold out and remade them into yellow Teslas. And so Brazzaville has green Toyotas. Green-white, to be specific, so make sure this color palette matches your face. Last but not least, gotta make a choice, lads. No swimming across the Congo River on the days when you feel a little bit more democratic or the other way around. Nuh-uh, big swimmers, it's on site, y'all. Down here, we represent big choices. So, if you're not a dumbass and can differentiate two different sovereign countries, if you like green cars and you like big choices, then maybe Brazzaville is just for you. Ah, fuck, shit, wait. Forgot to mention, maybe this is a deal breaker. They speak French.
No. Oh, no. Ça va pas.
All right, well, onto the local radio, which in my case this time is Radio Mukodek, which had some energetic songs running while I was listening.
Mukodek, your mum.
And it was actually nice. First of all, sorry, I forgot to say nice. It was also one of the few radios that I found that was actually for the correct Congo that I was looking for. Because the other ones were all for the other one.
I kind of heard my wrist.
Yeah, well, watch out.
There's a word for this. It's called a deserved. So my radio is Radio Dattore, Brazzaville, which is La Radio dei Cantatori Italiani. They only play Italian music. I don't know why.
Why?
But they're in Brazzaville, which is a French-speaking country, but they play Italian music.
Let's go. All right, fair enough. I appreciate their commitment to the bit.
Congo, right, Planet Radio for those Astro Beats, brothers.
That's my suggestion. That's good. I love an Astro Beat. And my local business is to get a job at ENPC Construction so that you can learn on the job how to construct. Because someone's going to build that bridge, and it might as well be you.
So true, bestie. So true. You rock up on the first day, cunty red nails. Hey.
It's the idle construction worker.
All right. For my local business, go to Air France. There's an airport nearby as well. Go see the world, touch some grass, see the mountains, live, bitches, live.
What? Your local business is to leave?
Yes. Yeah.
Fucked up world.
My local business is the National Museum of Congo. It was named after Pierre Savornien de Brazza, a French-Italian adventurer, who was an anomaly in the age of colonial conquest because he believed in dialogue and negotiation between indigenous communities rather than domination.
That's cool. Yeah,
so it provides a fascinating glimpse into the complex interplay of exploration, negotiation, and cohabitation during a time of widespread colonial expansion.
Nice.
Bob, well then, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to episode 58 of Globally Local FM, brought to you by Tom of Hussle. Yeah, so you can find me at 000RUDY000 on Instagram, so 3030s. Go check out Colossal Pangu at twitch.tv. He's just vibing. Sid, where can we find you?
I think the closet is sucking me back. No.
And yeah, Henry, I guess I'm obliged to ask. Where do I find you?
I'll be training my swimming to cross that river one day.
Okay, fair. Yeah, all right. And then we will, well, you will hear us next episode in...
Dubai in the United Arab Emirates.
Yo. Okay, what should we do for outro? Let's get swimming on three.
Yeah, let's get swimming.
Okay, on three.
Oh, okay. I was supposed to jump. Sorry.